With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As the shutdown drags on, President Trump continues to pressure Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster. Here's more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With the Senate unable to reach the 60 votes needed to end the government shutdown, the president said it's time to change the rules.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option.
Despite the presidential pressure, most GOP senators do not support ending the filibuster because it gives them leverage whenever Democrats have the majority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, a difficult day with the FAA and on all the airports around the country because of the ongoing shutdown.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump continuing to look for new alliances as the U.S. pressures Russia to drop its war in Ukraine. The president says he's considering a sanctions exemption for Hungary, which continues to buy Russian oil.
We're looking at it because it's very difficult for him to get the oil and gas from other areas. As you know, they don't have the advantage of having sea. It's a great country. It's a big country, but they don't have sea. They don't have the ports.
October was a big month for U.S. layoffs. U.S.-based employers cut more than 150,000 jobs in October, making it the biggest reduction for the month in more than 20 years. This is SRN News. What does your church do best?
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks that question of America's Protestant pastors. And the number one thing they say their congregations excel at is corporate worship. Building community comes in second, followed by serving others. But it isn't until fourth place that you see evangelism listed by pastors as something that their church does best, and it's followed by such biblical practices as prayer and discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government is accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria had been on the State Department list before, but it was President Biden who lifted that designation in 2023 in what observers saw as a way to improve ties between the country ahead of a visit by Anthony Blinken. This is SRN News. An already powerful U.S. adversary continues its military buildup.
Communist China has commissioned its latest aircraft carrier after extensive sea trials. It marks a significant step in expanding its naval power beyond its own waters. It's China's third carrier and the first designed and built domestically. Experts say the move helps China to close a gap with the U.S. Navy. The carrier is said to include advanced electromagnetic launch systems, allowing it to deploy a wider range of aircraft. Rich Thomason reporting.
Boeing has had an expansion in its orders for 8 787 Dreamliners with Uzbekistan. The deal is part of a broader series of agreements brokered by the Trump administration to strengthen ties in the region and try and counter China's influence there. On Wall Street, a slow day for all the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 300 points. More details at SRNNews.com.